Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high around 67 degrees. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, 51 at this hour, 52 in the Burlington area. It's 51 in Milwaukee, also 52 in Racine. The $54.8 million levy proposed with the 2018 City of Racine budget, that's up 1.83%. Total proposed tax increase, that's recycling and stormwater fees included, just under $37 on a $100,000 home. And while it contains a lot of status quo, there are also some recommended changes. Common Council's Committee of the Whole hearing from Administrator Jim Palahniuk, who said the $32.4 million from property taxes goes toward the total projected revenues of $81 million. He said the budget would include the addition of a communications manager, noting that an administrative assistant position would be eliminated to help offset most of that cost.
So much on a daily basis of what we do could be aided dramatically in terms of better communication, both internally and externally, that we are constantly fighting the need for having someone, a single point of contact, to both assist the organization itself and to assist outside agencies, other entities, in effectively communicating the city's message and working together to know not only what's going on, but to work more closely with a lot of other entities throughout the community.
Palahniuk adding the biggest staffing change, the addition of 4 full-time positions in the Parks Department.
We're suggesting that 4 additional positions are needed. This is an effort not to really add a level of service, but to partially return to what were previous job eliminations over the last decade or so. And they would come in the form of 2 tree trimmer positions and 2 equipment operators at an anticipated total cost of $275,000.
A legal specialist expertise and development being proposed for the city attorney's office at about $190,000 total, and this time around, a 0 contingency budget. Bottom line is proposed, city taxes on a $100,000 home with the proposed budget, that would be up about $31, then add on the $2.28 for the stormwater fee increase, and another $370 more on recycling, total $36.96. Again, the budget still not approved yet. It's going to get council scrutiny. The one and only budget address from interim Racine Mayor Dennis Weiser ahead of today's special election to replace him early in November, well, it was shortened to the point last night. He began with, to borrow a line from an old commercial, the city is not your father's Oldsmobile. Weiser talking about changes made to better coordinate efforts by departments on big projects, the newly launched Build Up Racine Development website as a one-stop shop for businesses, more transparency on project funding efforts. For the city to grow with landlocked borders, the mayor said that it boils down to net new construction.
Historically, government faces rising costs and addresses them with either higher taxes or cutting services. Neither of those options reflect our community's best interest. We need other options. The option we must pursue at every step is net new construction. We need new projects that create new taxable properties rather than further burdening the current tax base.
The budget review process to be continuing next week. The council's committee of the whole starting to go through each of the departments. The public hearing is October 30th, the final vote scheduled for November 7th. November 7th, when the new mayor is supposed to be on board. City of Racine residents today deciding on who that person is going to be, either State Representative Corey Mason or longtime Alderman Sandy Widener. The winner taking over for Dennis Weiser November 7th, then taking over the rest of John Dickert's term. The polls are again open till 8 o'clock tonight, and WRJN News will be tweeting out results this evening. In Caledonia, there's going to be a change of leadership pretty soon here. Village President Bob Bradley has submitted a letter of resignation effective November the 7th. He also talked about it at last night's Board of Trustees meeting, noting the simple reason is he wants to go enjoy his retirement, taste of which he got many months ago, some of that ability to go travel with his wife, an extended vacation. Meanwhile, while he was gone at that time, it was Kevin Wongard, the trustee, whom the board appointed to take over on a temporary basis. Whoever the board chooses to take over for Bradley, now up until the April 2019 election, would be filling out the rest of Bradley's term. That'll be up to the board in the coming weeks. And he went from being on the Racine Unified School Board, including time as president during the last really big public contract dispute with the teachers union, and then he came back a few years later to help straighten out the district's finances. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen is now on the retirement clock. November 3rd will be his final date. Superintendent Lolly Haas said that we have an excellent bond rating and an excellent fund balance, and so much of that is due to Mr. Hazen's work.
He is a savvy fiscal manager, and as somebody said, nobody can pinch a penny tighter than Mr. Hazen. And that is true. In addition, he is an expert on all things insurance benefits, and he has worked closely with our employee groups, during those difficult years of Act 10 when those changes were happening.
Dr. Hawes said Hazen's efforts helped the district save millions of dollars while still providing employees benefits that are among the best in the state. 21 years in prison, then 17 years of extended supervision from Kenosha County Judge Bruce Schrader. The sentence issued for 72-year-old John Thilleman of Summers, convicted of sexually touching an 8-year-old neighbor girl, a case even the judge called creepy. Thilleman, who was at one time a trustee on the Sturtevant Village Board, had previously been banished from the state in a unique Racine County plea agreement, allegations involving minors and gun possession back in 2012. Thilleman, during that court case, said he was moving to Texas. His arrest in the Summers case was the same year he accepted the plea agreement earlier and for which he had agreed to leave the state. Thilleman may die in prison with this sentence. Three burning school buses in Kenosha County, WRJN News told you about yesterday morning, caused an estimate of $120,000 total damage. Cause does not appear to be suspicious, though. Staff and drivers for the Dousman Bus Company on Wilmot Road scrambled to move other buses away from those that were burning, including those that were scheduled to leave for their morning routes. The fire may have begun on one of the buses, which had recent repair work, and then spread to the other two. Dousman Bus provides buses for school districts in Wilmot, Union Grove, and Lake Geneva. Well, it's been known as the old Curtin Clinic building for years at 2333 Northwestern Avenue. That building that Racine Unified bought to house various alternative education programs, along with the Racine Employee Health and Wellness Clinic, well, it now has an official new name. Jonah Hossa is a ninth grader at the SEO program who suggested the name Community Pathways Campus. Jonah was somewhat put on the spot when asked about his suggestion by Superintendent Lolly Hawes.
Can you tell us where you came up with that idea?
I don't know, I just thought of it on my free time.
Why did you say Pathways?
Thought it was a good name for the school.
What pathway are you on?
Getting a degree in college for engineering, a master's degree.
Can I also add to that, Jonah?
Yeah.
Jonah wants to join the military and serve his country.
Jonah also told that as he gets older and he goes by that building, he can think back with pride that his suggested name is what's going to be on the sign out front. School board unanimously supporting the name Community Pathways Campus for the Northwestern Avenue building. WRJN.com, that's our webpage where we keep our newscast in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates and we'll do election results tonight with the mayoral election. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.